Hello, Audioboo. Good evening. Today is the 26th of March 2015. As you know, I have started the cleanse, the 9-day cleanse, or C9. So if you see an, or if you read a C9 before the next few Audioboo titles, you'll know that this is what I'm talking about. So, as I spoke to you about last night, in the morning, all I had was a double shot of the aloe vera drinking gel, which really doesn't taste that nice. But if you imagine the good that it does you, you just knock it back. You know, just imagine it's your norm, it's your morning shot of espresso or something. I don't know. And some tablets. I then had my measurements. No, I had pictures taken by Gav, and I weighed myself, which I don't want to disclose here. I'll tell you the results afterwards, though. I then, at work, I had a fibre sachet, which basically is like a little sachet of, well, fibre, as the name says, that you mix with water. I shook the bottle quite hard to make sure it was mixed in, but I don't know. It didn't taste of anything, so tomorrow I'll just have a bit less water just to make it less bloating and stir it in a cup. But it was fine. That was my mid-morning snack. In the afternoon, I kind of didn't take all at once. I took my aloe vera gel first, then about 20 minutes later I took my tablets, which are two meal supplements and a tablet giving you energy. And then I had a shake. Now, the shake, now, many protein shakes, let's face it, they taste like utter crap, don't they? But I tell you what, this vanilla shake is actually really yummy. Even though you have to make it with water, it's actually really, really yummy. And the shaker bottle, the flask that I received in the C9 box is really good, really tight. Nothing can spill out there, so really pleased. So I had that and it was yummy. It wasn't filling, but if you're focused, it's not too bad. You have free foods, but I didn't need any of them today. And before I went for a run, I just had another double shot of aloe vera gel, and I had my tablets for the evening, which are two of them, just the meal replacements, just now. The good thing about the tablets, from an accessible visually impaired point of view, is that they're already arranged in a way that you need them. So you've got three in a row for breakfast, and you've got three in a row for lunch, and then you've got two in a row for dinner, because the third one, obviously, is the energy tablet, and you don't really want that before bed. So that's how they are already arranged, so you can just, you know what you've already taken and what you haven't, as opposed to giving you, like, three different jars or bits and pieces, so that's really good. So from an accessibility point of view, this cleanse is easy peasy. The only thing, of course, that you have to get done is your measurements, which a friend of mine took my measurements. I've got to take them again on Saturday. I hope I can get someone to do them for me. So how did I feel today? Well, hungry. I'll be honest with you, hungry, but not, like, I felt physically hungry, but I didn't want to eat, because I guess your mind is so focused, and I guess, to be fair, for me, because I've been through a liquid diet type thing before, it wasn't really anything new. So yes, I was physically hungry, but I didn't think of food. The only time I thought of food was when I put our favourite program, our favourite TV channel on, or just Food Network. So we had to turn it off again. But I felt quite good. I felt really good. I walked to town to get the bus to work. I walked back from town, and I just completed a run. So last week, just to put it in context, last week I did some sprint intervals, which basically it's like you time yourself and you sprint for a given, I don't know, amount of distance or time depending what you set yourself, and then you walk or jog and then you sprint again. So last week we did 5 of those. 5 1-minute intervals. And I hadn't had a cleanse. I probably had eaten, well, not crap, but just the normal things. And, you know, today, remember, I had nothing to eat apart from that shake and just the tablets and whatnot. I hadn't slept well last night and I still have a bit of a cold. But I managed 7 intervals instead of 5. And every interval lasted 1 minute and 10 seconds as opposed to just 1 minute. And according to my guide, I was faster than last time. So the only thing I had was a headache. I didn't even have a stitch this time. I had a stitch last week. I didn't even have a stitch this week. The only thing I had was a slight headache, which is now going again. So how do I feel now? Shattered, but day one is done and I feel good. Apparently this cleanse is a lot more well known than I thought. My colleague has done it. But if you have any questions, do feel free to talk to me. Comment on here or send me a private message or something. And I can, well, obviously I only know my friend who is a distributor of aloe vera here in Cheltenham. But I'm sure if I go into my C9 Facebook group, there are probably a lot of people from all over the place who distribute those products. So if you are interested, you also, I forgot to say, you do get a free gift with your C9. So normally it's a cream, but my friend Hannah knew that I want thicker hair, so she gave me the aloe vera and jojoba shampoo for free, which is nice. So there you go. This is my day one of the C9. 8 more to go. Bring it on. And cold wise, just to add, I've not needed to take anything today. I've not been achy or tired or sniffly too much. So I think that's going, whether that's with the cleanse or just because it's going anyway. I probably think it's going anyway, but it's nice to know that. Because obviously, that's the other thing with a cleanse. You kind of don't want to take any medication unless you feel like you have to. Now, obviously, my usual medication, like the thyroxine and the my vitamin D, I still take, and the vitamins. But anything beyond that, I don't. Unless I really have to, because there's a lot of byproducts of those pharmaceutical things, and you don't really want to slow your cleanse down, as it were. So there you go. Again, if you have any questions, let me know, and I will talk to you soon.